This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 9th. Well, we had the wheat markets start out just a bit firm yesterday, but couldn't hang, and the markets ended up with an outside day lower. Pretty disappointing trade, but most of the negative impetus was from Russia, of course, as the government announced that they would be releasing government stocks of grain over the next few weeks. That kind of took some of the wind out of the sail of the wheat complex. We've been hearing from the Russian government that they intended to do that sometime this fall or winter. It looks like it's going to be sooner rather than later. They really don't have all that much to sell into the domestic market, as much as 2 million tons of wheat. That would put them at zero carryover, so it's not like they're going to have this massive amount of grain flowing into the domestic pipeline. That said, they've also announced over the last week that they would not be buying any wheat to replenish government stocks. So it's going to put them in a very tight supply situation once they start to actually sell wheat into the domestic market. But nevertheless, that was kind of what pulled the market lower yesterday. Here this morning, markets were fairly quiet throughout the night session until they released the daily export sales report, and it showed that Bangladesh bought 120,000 tons of hard red spring wheat. So here we are. I think it just kind of zeroes in on really what this wheat market is going to be about over the next several months. It's not just a matter of significantly declining stocks worldwide, but declining stocks of quality wheat. And this is primarily from what the situation that happened in the Black Sea and also in northern France and through Germany. Germany grows the high quality wheat in the European Union. They had very dry conditions, so they had a pretty short crop out of the EU in general, but certainly in that northern France and Germany region. Also in the Black Sea, as we've noted many times, they had a poor production season as well. And then on top of that, they had a lot of rain on mature wheat sitting in the field in the central district of Russia. This is what has been part of the issue going on in Russia, was why the government is threatening to close 30 elevators and two export facilities. Why they're keeping a closer eye on the exports is quality concerns. And the complaints coming from the buyers are suggesting that exporters have been delivering poor quality for quite some time, which would suggest that they're already out of high quality wheat in exportable position. So this takes them out of that market, the high quality milling wheat market, and it could still push them into the feed wheat market, but that's not really where the money is. So the government is, you know, accomplishing two things with these closer inspections. Number one, they're maintaining the quality of their exports, and two, they're keeping a much closer eye on the volume of wheat leaving the ports. And this is part of obviously what's prompting the announcement that they would be selling more wheat into the domestic market. Be as it may, we look at the quality markets. Kansas City holding well against Chicago. Minneapolis has actually kind of emerged as the leader of the wheat complex over the last week or so. And this, again, follows this affirmation of quality problems coming out of the Black Sea region. We've got planting progress going on across the Northern Hemisphere. Here in the United States, it's delayed a bit in the eastern part of the plains, primarily because there's too much water everywhere. But that's going to set the stage for good establishment of winter wheat as we head into the winter season. However, in Europe and Black Sea, we don't quite have that situation. We've got dry conditions continuing across much of Europe and the Black Sea. And it doesn't look like those crops are really going to be all that well established before winter comes. Now, that's not a game changer. It's not a market mover right now. But if in the spring, when you've kind of run your course for the bull market for this marketing year, then you're looking at the growing stages getting established for next year. And we would anticipate that we're going to need some pretty timely rains and good weather if the crops are not well established coming out of dormancy. So again, that's all down the road, but it's just something to keep in the back of your mind. And of course, speaking of dryness, we bring Australia into the mix. They've been dry since last year, and it looks like they're on track for another very poor crop, probably lower than last year. USDA has been really slow to acknowledge this, but it's expected that in Thursday's supply-demand report that they will be reducing Australia's production by a significant amount. In Argentina, they were on track for a record crop. It looks like some dryness has developed across some of the lower producing areas. Buenos Aires looks fine, and they produce 60% of the country's wheat. Other areas have started to dry down a bit. So this could shave some of the top end off of wheat yields, but for the most part, Argentina is going to have a big crop. For Argentina, that would probably more of likely affect their corn and soybean crops if the dryness were to continue. So a lot going on in the wheat space, excuse me, but it does appear that, the markets we're certainly focusing, finer tune focusing on quality issues that's been out there for a long time. It's starting to I think, really hone in on that issue, and I think that's going to be more supportive to Minneapolis and Kansas City rather than Chicago. That said, the market is struggling to maintain any upward momentum. You get the little pushes, and then the market pulls back, and you just don't have much action on the upside. I think the breaks will be well supported. If we continue down with the outside day lower that we had yesterday, maybe a dime to the downside, probably be all you get. I certainly don't see us taking out the lows that were put in early September, which essentially was a test of the harvest lows. I don't see how we can get below that. It fundamentally wouldn't make sense. But nevertheless, if the market gets some kind of a washout to that level, it certainly would be a good place where we would find strong support in the market. So that wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843.